Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called How Can Seattle Residents Balance Pest Control with Environmental Conservation? You know, living in Seattle means we're all basically roommates with nature. But what happens when those roommates start eating through our walls? Today we're diving into how to handle uninvited guests while keeping our amazing Pacific Northwest ecosystem intact. Let's talk about our usual suspects first. Seattle's got its own pest personality. Rats that could probably get hired at Amazon, carpenter ants building their own micro condos in our walls, and termites that think your house is an all-you-can-eat buffet. Our famous rain and mild temperatures create the perfect storm for these critters to thrive, affecting not just our homes, but also our local wildlife. Now, here's where things get tricky. Traditional pest control methods are like using a sledgehammer to kill a fly. Those harsh chemicals we've been using, they're washing right into Puget Sound, making life tough for our salmon friends. Not to mention, they're harmful to our local birds and beneficial insects. You know, the good bugs we actually want around. But here's the good news. We've got smart alternatives that work. Think of it as pest control diplomacy instead of all-out war. Natural deterrents like peppermint and cedar oils actually work great for most rodents. Physical barriers are like setting boundaries with that neighbor who keeps borrowing your tools, effective and drama-free. And speaking of neighbors, planting native species around your property is like creating a natural security system. Let me share a cool success story. The Madison Valley Community Garden had a serious rat problem last year. Instead of reaching for the poison, they got creative. They installed raised beds with metal mesh bottoms, planted rat-repelling herbs like mint and rosemary, and maintained strict composting protocols. 6 months later, rat-free paradise and their butterfly population actually increased. Here's your takeaway for today. Start by playing detective around your house. Seal up those entry points. If you can stick a pencil in it, a mouse can get through it. Remove what attracts pests, like open food sources and standing water. Then implement natural deterrents. It's like home security meets environmental stewardship, and it works. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.